Hello and welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Tub. This bathwater's getting thick. Someone puts a cornstarch slurry in it and fried it up and made some orange chicken. Put that over some white rice. We are the rice in this situation. I am Tom Conyers, and as always, I am joined by my dumpling of a brother.
Wait, this is Jason. What's the orange chicken then? I'm concerned.
In the scenario, what we... Yes.
Us being the white rice makes sense. But What is the orange chicken?
What is the orange chicken?
Bread.
Who invented bread? That's... If we do make merch, that has to be our first merch line, right? Like...
It's got to be.
It has to be. That's that. That's, but our nuts, our orange chicken.
Right on.
Red Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. What kind of coffee you rocking?
This is Black Rifle with a little French vanilla, milk, ice, straight up.
Love it.
You know, because I'm old and I can't function without caffeine now.
It's true.
Speaking of old, Jason, what's your go-to noise you make? Because I feel like as soon as I hit 30, like my grandmother, my dad, my mom, they all made noises. And I was like, why are they making noises? But now, like, I sit down, like, I'm just sitting down. And I'm just like, kind of gets... Yeah, just like, that's like my stand-up sign. Like, time to go. Yep. I'm just like...
All right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Like, it must be like...
Can't do things silently, for sure.
No, it's that. And also sneezing, dude. Like, I don't know when the toggle gets switched. Like, I thought it was just when you became a dad. Like, when you became a dad, you got like dad reflexes, right? Like,
when you get the dad sneeze.
But yeah, like, you turn 30 and all of a sudden I have a dad sneeze. So I must have a kid out there, or, you know, just like, I'm someone's daddy. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you have a goddaughter, so maybe...
I do have a goddaughter.
Maybe just like proximity, like,
it just turns it on.
Yeah,
but he's like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, I guess I could be responsible for the little one day, so I'm gonna have explosive sneezes now.
I did have a short-lived Twitch channel where my name was Daddy Cubed, and I wore a number one dad hat. So maybe it was just my time as a dad.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I was trying to be the internet's dad. Like, you know, I was like, I may not be a father, but I could be your daddy. Was like my tagline. It was good. I had a swear jar.
Hell yeah.
But the joke was like, I sweared a lot. So I don't know.
Just never took off though?
Just to like most things. So I guess fun fact, your boy's officially been diagnosed with ADD, not ADHD, because I don't have I'm not like hyper, but like the attention disorder stuff. And so I've been researching a lot of that. So yeah, you know, it's just like most things I learn, like I lose the dopamine. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, oh, okay.
All right. Now what?
Now what? Yeah. And I was just like, or like, I'm like, oh, it's a lot of work. And then I get like anxiety, and I'm just like, and then analysis paralysis. Like, I want to do it, but then you can't do it.
Yeah. So just like in general, setting up a successful, like even a moderately successful, like Twitch stream, it's a lot of engagement.
A lot of engagement. Like, I don't know. It's just like that. Like, there's a lot of things I want to do. Like,
yeah.
At a cooking show, a YouTube cooking show, like, I still want to do. I love to cook, but like, it's just like, oh, like, once you like cook and like record and like be on and then engage, and I'm just like, fuck. Like, it always comes down to like, I have a lot of things I really enjoy doing that's like me time, and like, yes, cooking is like a way I decompress. And then I'm just like, do I really want to do something that like I want to make content out of?
Right. And it's like the same thing with games, right? And,
yeah,
and Twitch. And I mean, even looking back on like Homebrew Heroes and like love of D&D and like love of podcasts, but like combining them builds pressure and responsibilities onto things that you are supposed to be like downtime fun activities. And like, yeah, I think anytime it starts to feel like a job, even if it isn't, right? Like, even if you're like, I'm not, there's no monetization from this, I'm just trying to have fun and maybe build a little cult following. But anytime it starts to feel like I can't even just kick back and play games, I have to be like a guy playing games and interacting with people. And like, now there's like this extra layer to it where you're like, I can't just relax.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And then like, you think about like, you know, kids Kennedy's age or like kids in high school and middle school right now, they want to be YouTubers. They want to make content.
100%.
And I'm just like, oh man, like, it's so weird. Like if my job wasn't on social media and like learning social media to like market, you know, the company I work for, and like, or like market it myself, like I don't think I'd be on social media. Like,
right.
I'm just like, oh, like I don't like sharing stuff about myself. Like, that's why, like, I'll get into it. But like I take a lot of pictures. I film a lot of stuff, but like I'm my biggest critic. And I'm like, why do I want to share it? Like, this is for me. Even though like part of it's like, oh, I should share it because that's how I want to get work. Right. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, it's just to combat that though. I bought a new camera.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was that the one you were showing for the case for in the chat?
Yeah. I got a Fuji. I'm normally a Canon guy, but with the Fujis, I guess it's like digital, but you can like simulate film.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been messing around with it the last couple of days. I've only had it for 2 days, but yeah, it's definitely interesting. Like, cause you feel like the dick hole that's like has the camera and you're like, I'm gonna take a picture. And you're just like, ha ha. And like, it doesn't look good. And you're like, this is really not good. Like, the recipes is what they call them, right? Like, I look online on YouTube, I'm like, oh, that looks like a cool recipe to try out. And then like, I try it and I'm like, I'm missing something. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Like, how come your composition of a plant with this filter looks really sick, but when I do it, it looks like, you know, I'm a 3-year-old that took my dad's phone. And I was just like, look, dad, I'm a photographer. So I don't know. Just getting my eye back.
Yeah. Learning curve for sure. Mm-hmm. Like with any kind of like, you know, jump over, but then yeah. Also if, like, I used to draw all the time. I haven't drawn anything outside of, like, sometimes Ken will be like, can you draw me, like, a triceratops or something? I'm like, okay, like, and I'll just, like, put together, like, a real rough one, right? But, like, I haven't drawn anything seriously in probably, like, 15 years, you know? So I'm like, I have no idea how, like, bad I would be if I picked that back up. But yeah. I also just, like, in general, like, I haven't felt, like, the urge to do it that I used to have.
The drive.
Yeah, like I just don't feel like called to do that with like my free time that I have. I haven't seen anything where I'm just like that sparked inspiration. I gotta draw that, right? So it's the trade-off.
It is the trade-off. One of the things I found out that is kind of interesting with ADD is like a way that you like can, you know, like putting deadlines on stuff because it gives you that like sense of stress, even though it's self-imposed, mm-hmm. you know, to get tasks done. But then I was like, this explains a lot. Another thing of having a task done or like finding joy out of doing something is doing it with a buddy. Like even if it's like working on separate tasks, but like just working in the same room with someone, kind of like they emulate like, okay, that's the behavior I should be doing. And like you get like the sense of like joy. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Because I always do better when I play in co-op games, right? Like I'm always like, oh, there's like so many things where I'm like, oh, or like, I was like, fuck. It's really shitty being 33 and just like a lot of stuff just clicking in your head and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like realizing all the things you thought were like weird idiosyncrasies are like, oh, this is actually pretty par for the course and like explainable with like this behavioral pattern. But you just didn't know it. And like, no one ever told you. So you're like, well, like, I'm just weird like that. Or like, I don't know why.
Yeah. It's just accepting.
Like, I just can't focus. And then you're like, oh, actually.
Yeah, I picked a bad time, though, to get diagnosed because there's a shortage in medication right now. Someone who their child takes medication posted a picture of their prescription. It was $400. And that's cool. With insurance. I was like, cool. So I'm just going to raw dog this. I've been raw dogging for 33 years. I'll learn some tools because damn. I'll
figure it out until that equilibrium kicks
in. Yeah, because I already got hit with the apnea and I got to pay monthly for that machine. And I'm like, do I really need, like, I called my doctor because I was like, hey, they reached out to me. It's going to be this much a month. I can't afford that. Like, if that's how much it is, like, what are other options I have? Because I can't. And they reached out and like the doctor like called me back. I'm like, hey, reach out to us. Like, what is going on? Like, have you set up with them before? Have you talked to them? Like, what's happening? Got it resolved. Like, it's still going to be a monthly fee, but it's not. It's like, I thought it was going to be triple what I was going to pay each month. I was like, how? I can't afford this. Like, what? Like, I was like, do I, 33 years with sleep apnea. Do I really need the machine? Like,
I haven't died yet.
I haven't died yet. What's going on? You know, let's just go. Shit, man. Also, real talk. You got a bench press in your office now?
I do.
You just,
it's a bench, but.
Oh, dude, you got like your own little gym now?
I do, yeah.
Getting swole?
Trying.
Let me see these guns. Also,
oh, no, they're noodles still. The little 22s, you know? I got nothing yet, but that's why I'm like...
little 22 long rifles? I like the reference.
Yeah. But I gotta fix my angle again. But yeah, I really like doing a regimented weightlifting program with my schedule, though, and like with Kennedy. It's very difficult to like get to the gym, because like when I leave work and like can get there, sometimes I can do it like before we have to pick her up. But then like she's already in like after school care, and she has like a cutoff time where she has, like where she has to leave by the end of it. And then I feel bad too, like legitimately, if I'm just like, oh, like I'm gonna go to the gym and go like fuck around. And I'm like, she's been at school in kindergarten since like 7 a.m. I'm just like, get you eventually. So it's just tough. Like, and that's not even counting like all the shit we have to do at home to like chores and keep up. And like, I usually try to like have dinner ready when they get home. And so it's just been tricky. And then like, if I wait until she goes to bed, it's like 9 o'clock and I'm like really not incentivized to like go get dressed, leave the house, work out, and then come back and like then try to like immediately wind down and go to bed. So
yeah,
just like, well, fuck, like I'm paying for a membership that I'm like not really getting a chance to utilize because of my like shitty schedule. And like, granted, there's always the option of like waking up earlier. I fucking hate that. Like, I hate working out like first thing when I wake up, and I'm not a morning person. I'm just like, I know this about myself. Like, I just, I am in a foul mood when I wake up, especially if I'm waking up early. So I'm like, granted, like you, there's always the option to carve out time there. But then I also would have to, I'm her ride to school in the morning. So then I'd have to like get up at like 4 a.m., go work out, come back, get dressed, and then like leave again. Like it's like I can't even just like go and then like go straight to work. So I'm just like, fuck, it's not working out. So instead I'm like, you know, I don't do anything at this stage of like where I'm at in terms of like trying to lift. Like I'm not doing anything that needs like super specialized equipment or like crazy ranges on weights. Like I need some basic equipment and like to show up.
Yeah.
And like
get rid of as many obstacles as possible just so you can build a consistency. So I'm just
like I, and like, it's a shitty time for me to have like reached that decision. It wasn't a decision that I reached like from a New Year's resolution standpoint, but I was just like, fuck it. Like I'm surrounded, like when I go to stores, by like the equipment. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about like maybe I should grab a set or whatever, you know, and do that. And like, I know a lot of times you can find, if it's like July, right, you can find like sets on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist where they're like, hey man, like I just isn't working out. I'm not using it. People getting rid of it for like a few bucks. But I was like, all those are gone because everyone
wants to start like
working out. So I was like, fuck it. Like if I'm going to pay basically full price for a used set, like I'll just buy a new set and put it together. So
nice. Well, correct. Yeah. I know. That's how I feel. Like I started a membership at like a gym, not like a gym, but like a training center, like kind of like an F45 or Orange Theory, similar vein.
Yeah.
And I started like in November and went through December 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But like, again, I'm a morning person. Like I can wake up at 5 and I had a routine. But then January came around and like with like the medical stuff and like now that added, I'm like, oh man, like I just want to work out at home. But like, I know you're talking about like the obstacles, right? Like normally I worked at Choose, which is maybe 5-10 minutes from my house. So I could wake up early, go get a workout in, come back. And I was like, okay, cool. This new place is still close. Like relatively for me, it's from my house to like the mall.
Okay. Right? Not so bad. Yeah.
Not bad. But like just that extra like 10, 15 minutes is just like, I wake up, I'm like, oh, do I really want to go? And then like the days I do, I'm like, I get put on like a wait list and the like, class is full because everyone's working out. I'm just like, great. So now like, I'm like, fuck. Like basically I think I'm going to let the membership lapse and I'm going to do the same thing. Like I have some kettlebells and the exercises we were doing in the class where it's just, I think the thing I liked, I was like, oh, they just told me what to do. So I could show up and be like, okay, I can do it. And like, just get it done and make sure I was doing it right. And I wasn't hurting myself. But most of the stuff was kettlebells. So I was like, oh, okay, I just get 3 kettlebells and I can basically do the same thing they were doing.
Right.
So yeah, I feel that. But yeah, let's get swole, dude. I need to lose weight. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, I need to lose like 15 pounds again to get back to where I was.
Yeah, I need to lose like 85 pounds.
I was like, granted, in 3 years, I was like I put on like 15 pounds over the 3 years. I'm like, that's not bad. That's not bad.
A lot of people put on a lot more in 3 years.
Considering, yeah, I was like, you know, I feel like I've held the line pretty well. But especially like this last like 6 months was where I like, with the holidays and like my cruise, like I was just like, everything kind of got thrown out the window. And I'm like,
I mean, they put a gym on the cruise, but like, who's really going to the gym on the cruise ship?
Like, nobody.
Let's be honest. Also, real quick, can we just fucking look at your cat?
Yes. He's an orange pretzel.
Like, look at his little paws, dude. He's adorable. My cat today, I petted him and I got to see his dick. Like, that's where we're at in our relationship. I'm like, we're too friendly. Desmond, we're too friendly, dude. Like, it shouldn't be just like a single pet. And you're just like, oh my God. Yes. Jesus Christ.
Tough scenes.
It is tough scenes. Can I give you an update, my dating profile?
Yes, I would love it.
Okay. So I wrote something. I'm going to read to you what my full thing I wrote. And then I discovered Tinder has a 500 character limit in their bio. Bumble has even smaller than that. And then Hinge, you can't even put a bio. You just answer questions. Okay. Hinge is out. But so Tinder and Bumble. This is what I wrote. So if you were to come to see me on Tinder right now, this is what you would see. On a mission to go on 100 first dates in 2024, secretly hoping to meet someone before I even get that high. And then I have 2 of 100 because I've gone on 2 dates. And then I go, hey, I'm Tom. I'm 33 years old. I live in San Diego. I have a full-time job and I'm currently working on starting my own production company this year. Some things that I'm into are movies, reading, photography. I almost said pornography. That'd been fucking hilarious. Board games, camping, D&D, cooking, theater, exploring San Diego or new cities. I got the travel bug a few years ago and I've been itching to get another stamp in my passport soon. And I wrote, let's be honest, online dating sucks. Either you match with someone who ghosts you or their conversation is drier than the Sahara Desert. So if we match, let's at least have a conversation and meet up for a drink, a coffee, or a walk. Because at the end of the day, at least you connected with another human and probably got a good story to tell your friends. I thought I was like forward, like, hey, like, this is what's up, dude. I'm 33, not wasting time.
I like it. I have zero experience on like how impactful that will be, but I think it's a cool profile. Yeah. And it almost reminds me of like a podcast ad read though. Like you could hear like some of that influence. You're like, let's be honest.
let's be honest here. Yeah. No, 100%.
Online dating sucks.
They either ghost you or the conversation is drier than the Sahara Desert. Yeah.
That's why we're bringing you this new product.
blah, blah, blah. And then on Tinder, so I had to change it a little bit. Basically, it's still the mission to 100 dates. And then I have a full-time job. I'm currently working on starting my own business this year because, you know, people like employed people. Then there is, instead of like a list of things, like, this is the things I'm into. I just put like D&D, movies, cooking, reading, travel, coffee, camping. Like, I just put a list to select. And then I have like the, hey, if we match, like, I took out like the ghosting in like Sahara Desert just because there was no room for it.
Yeah. Nice.
So I'll keep you updated. That's currently, but we do have a profile, update profile.
I love that.
On your boy. So we'll see if it gets me any dates, any future loves. This could be good beginning.
This is a long-term watch item, but
I thought we were still talking about my love life, but yes.
No, I mean, potentially same kind of timeline. We'll see. But a week ago, maybe I started using, I want to say it's called minoxidil, but it's like the active ingredient of like Rogaine.
Okay.
But like in an oil, because I was like, I don't know if it'll be like very effective, first of all, because like where I'm trying to use it. And apparently, like, I was doing basic research, like, it's kind of was like, oh, like, I got like a bug about it, whatever. But apparently it's for like the crown of your head.
Okay.
Like specifically. Specific? Yeah. Like, so like, there's lots of people that were like, oh, like, it helped other spots. I'm like, I don't know. But like, I don't know. Like, I'm not losing hair there, but I've had kind of this like
thin
dip in my hairline where it's just like a little thinner there.
Yeah.
For like years, you know? So I was like, well, I don't know if it'll, like, it's not getting worse. It's not a receding hairline. But I was like, I wonder if like it could help, because like, there are hairs there, like help fill it in and just like make it look more like uniform and like symmetrical. And then I've also heard as well, like, again, like where it works for like thickening hair. Like, I've heard some people say like it can help too with like their like cheek beard, like just looking fuller, like making it look a little more like robust. Cause like my like jawline and like goatee area is like really dark. And like, I have like thick hair. It's just like finer hair along with my cheeks. So I was like, I don't know, I'll try it. But like, I was looking at like stuff like Hims and Keeps or whatever, and they were like $30. Now, granted, like both of those, I think were a mix of, it's like the minoxidil and like, I want to say like finasteride or something else like that. But it was two like active ingredients. It was like $30 a month. It's like, it's kind of expensive. I think maybe like one was like 25 or something, but like pricey, not like impossible, but I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't even know if this is going to fucking work. And then I was like, well, I know I've seen it at like Costco too. And so I started looking, I was like, I wonder if like Sam's Club has it. And like Sam's Club had 6 months of oil for like $16. And I was like, well, fuck, let's
bathe in oil, you know?
Yeah, I was like,
I just want to go point out, when you listen back to this, when this episode comes out in a few weeks, I just want you to really zone in, because for the first half of that conversation, I was just waiting for you to say you were trying on your pubes. Like, it was like, no. You just really were like bearing the lead, where I was just like, where is he putting his oil? And like, I don't know why, because you were like, oh, you know, works in better spots than others. I was like, I was like, oh, it's head. But then when you said that, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about your beard. I immediately was just like, maybe just trying to get a better bush. Like, I was really like, I was concerned. Yeah, no,
but it, like, apparently it's for like the male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what they're like on the box. They're like,
yeah, I wonder if it's like the same. I was getting a haircut. This is a long time ago, because I don't get haircuts anymore because they're too expensive. But the guy was cutting my hair and he was just like, oh, so you're going, you know, get thinning out up top. I was like, yeah. And he's like, you got to get some Jamaican castor oil. I was like, I don't know what that is. And he's like, oh, it's for hair loss. And I was like, all right. And the same thing, I kind of did some like research. I was looking at it. I was like, this seems sketch. I'm not going to put some random, I don't know what this is on my head. I'm just going to start tingling. But that means it's working.
Right. Anyways, I was saying it's a long thing, because it says like it takes usually like 6 months to start seeing results.
Yeah.
You have to do it daily. So I was like, well, for $16, if it doesn't work, all I'm out is like 30 seconds a day.
Yeah.
And like, I'm already putting beard oil in. So I'm just like, it's just like more oil that like I like mingle in. So nice. Fuck it. But
going to get a big bushy beard.
Great big bushy beard.
Yeah. No, I'd be interested. I'm thinking like braid it.
Yeah, right.
Damn, dude. But oh. So I never told you the story. I don't think I told you the joke I told the lady to tell you about my dating, right? Going back to dating. So I matched with a girl on Bumble with this new, this new profile. She's
nice.
She was a baddie, dude. Like, damn, you know?
Damn.
Like graphic designer. I was like, damn, like D&D, damn, board game, damn. I was like, basically like, you know, there's like people that say they like those things and they're like on Twitch and you're like, damn. And then the people you meet in real life, you're just like, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, hell yeah. So her opening line, though, was like, hey, tell me your best dad joke, right? To like get the conversation started. And I was like, bet. Got this. We matched. Bet. So I hit her with this joke. And this joke, mind you, got unmatched. Just nothing back.
Nope.
Immediately unmatched. I was like, okay, cool. So I was just like, hey, person's name. I'm so happy we matched. But I got to come clean. I always tell this to everyone I matched with. But I have to tell you about my addiction to soap. I used to be addicted to soap. But I got clean. And I got unmatched.
I was like, no.
No. I was like, damn. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, especially like to lead with hit me with your best dad joke. Like, what a scathing opinion.
Yeah. I was just like, all right. Maybe she just got as far as, hey, I just want to let you know I used to have an addiction. And she's like, nah.
Maybe.
But
I don't know.
Maybe laugh. I was just like, online dating sucks.
Online dating does suck.
Shut up. I feel like I want your wife to give you a hall pass so you can online date.
Just to go try?
Yeah, just to try. Just to see
what I can pull.
Like 6 months. Just 6 months of like dating. Like nothing comes of it. Like, you know, you match, have a little conversation. I'm like, oh, cool, cool. Like, you know, harmless.
Yeah.
I mean, also there's people on there that are like, yo, I'm happily married, but I'm ethically non-monogamous. So just looking for some fun or looking for a connection. Oh, I'm just like, there's a lot of couples on there right now. I'm just like, oh, I'm just looking to go get coffee. I don't know if I need all this, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to be a throuple or.
I don't. Yeah. And it's, you know, teach their own. They're not always immediately a throuple, but I'm just like,
no,
I just feel there's just inner workings there that I'm just like, nah.
There's some dynamics that, yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm not that self-aware where I can try to be self-aware for you and then also self-aware for your significant other, you know, and I don't want to be the asshole. So
yeah, you're like, I'm just trying to hold it together for myself, right?
I'm just trying to cuddle down and fuck, you know, let's just be honest. Like, it'd be cool. And if, you know, if I look up and it's been 10 years and we've been together for 10 years and we have a house, stick. That's all I'm looking for.
Oops.
I don't even know if I'm like that into getting married. I was having this like thought the other day. Like, as I get older, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, for the longest time when I was 25, right, we have these expectations. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna be 25 and own a house. I'm gonna get married and have a kid. But then as I get older, like, I'm just like, I become more comfortable just being alone, which I could just be because I've been alone for so long. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like thinking about it. I was like, I don't know if I like having a kid right now, it just seems really stressful. Like, I'm sure like I figured my shit out if I needed to, right? I feel like that's what parents do.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, oh, like, damn. Like, don't it's get me wrong. Yeah.
Like, stressful. Very rewarding.
Very rewarding. Like you're
but it's like, stressful.
I also kind of like, damn, I kind of like being the uncle that shows up and just gets to be really cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe impart some crazy wisdom on a kid that they think about for years and then just like be gone. And just like, oh.
I made a promise that I won't put this in anyone's eye.
You know? Yeah. Just like, okay.
Slap the bag.
And then like the thought about marriage and stuff, like, I don't know. Like, the more I think about it, I think Kurt Russell and what's her name? Goldie Hawn. I think they did it right. Like, they're together. They're happy. They're not married, but they're just like together. I was like, oh, you know?
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that may change, like, even when you find like that right person. Right. And maybe you find someone where you're just like, oh, I'm good. And we're both good, like, not being married. But then I also think like, there is a potential for like a person who is like, I never saw myself getting married, that finds like the right person that maybe like changes their mind around that. So I don't know, like, not that I like never saw myself getting married, but I think as long as you keep an open mind about it, right? Like, I think it's totally fine to go, you know, that might not be my goal right now.
Yeah.
Or it might not even be like where I see myself going.
Well, like, I guess, okay, let me ask you this question, since we're here, right? We're in this pocket. Like, now, did you get married to your wife? Right, you loved her, and you're like, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life to you. But like, you guys could have spent the rest of your life together without, you know, getting married. Was it because of a religious thing? Like, I know you guys are both religious, go to church. Was it like you wanted to make that promise between like everyone and God? Or was it just more of like, you know, kind of get with it? Like, was there like, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, because where I'm at right now, I'm just like, hey, if I want to be with someone and we like each other, we'll be with someone. Like, I'm trying to figure out what that extra,
like, oomph is.
Fizz. Like, oh, I need to, like, put a ring on it, you know, and not necessarily have, like, a huge ceremony, but, like, get the marriage certificate so the state knows, and, you know, like.
Yeah, for me, it was a couple of things. Like, one, there's definitely, like, the religious element with both of us being Christian and that being, like, symbolic of where we're at. But like, on the other hand too, like, for me, I look at it in a very similar way to have another like religious analogy, like where baptism is in and of itself like inconsequential. There's no benefit to me like for being baptized. It is an outward proclamation to the world and like to your community of an inward like thing that has transformed or like taken place in you, right? So like, it's an outward profession of faith to say like, I'm being baptized because I've been changed as a person by like what I believe. And that's how I basically like looked at marriage too, right? It's an outward proclamation to the world that like, hey, I feel a certain kind of way about this person. And like, I want everyone, my friends, my family, my loved ones, strangers, like, to know that basically this is a significant person to me, and that like that is like a commitment that I'm making.
You lock that shit down. You're like, this one's mine.
Yeah,
this one's mine. Everyone back off. It's fair,
right?
It's fair.
But like, yeah, there's certainly no technical reason why we couldn't have, I mean, other than maybe like, you know, tax benefits and whatnot, right? But there's no technical reason not to. I mean, the other thing too is it does become like, when you know you're going to do that, there are like legal benefits as well to like being married, in terms of things, not only like tax benefits, but also, you know, the like, if I was suddenly pass away, whether I have a will or not, like my stuff mm-hmm. would go to my spouse. I wouldn't have to worry about.
I mean, you put something legally in there that wouldn't.
Like, yeah,
you,
yeah.
Like you could be like, make sign this prenup, or you make a will and be like, hey, everything goes to my best right. friend, homie Tom.
I could do that.
I could.
I wouldn't. I have a wife and daughter to provide for, but I could. But damn. I'm saying without that, right? Like the default, or harsh. Like if I went into a coma,
yeah,
like she can speak on my behalf and like make medical things without having to have pre-established power of attorney, right? So there are yeah. benefits.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry.
Stuff like that, right?
We're about to go down another hole. Have you and Selena ever had that talk?
Oh, about like what to do
if you went to a coma? Like how long?
I don't think so.
That might be a conversation, dude.
It probably should be.
Actually, let's put it in record right now so it's on recording. How long? Because I will fight for your rights if she's like out there trying to pull the plug and we have it and be like, no, I have evidence.
Podcast.
Like I can bring up this recording and be like, hey, he said he wants. So yep. like I bring this up literally the reason I'm hooking in on this real quick as we come to the end of this podcast. This girl was sharing a story about her dad who was in a coma for 5 years and then woke up, right? 5 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
Like, I'm just like, damn, like, okay. And like she was saying, like his college friends would come and like basically every so often just like hotbox him out. Like, I'm just like, damn, like that's a good group of friends, she's basically saying. Like, she's like, that's my new metric for friendship.
Good group of friends.
That's a good group of friends. She's like, yeah, we're still gonna come by. So yeah, 5 years, dude. Like
5 years is wild.
5 years is wild. But he woke up, like, and like I think that's where it comes in with a coma, right? Like you're just like, because damn, like what if they like made like 4 years and they're like, you know what, we're gonna call it. But then like, I mean, that's the thing, you don't know. But like
you don't know.
Yeah. Oh man, that's like the, that's like my, we are on a rock that's the perfect like distance from a heat source, you know, like, oh, we're on the perfect space rock to, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, no, like, so you got to ballpark a number.
I don't know. I think there would be like, I'd want a level of like judgment to it, right? Like generally speaking, right? Like I would think you don't go into a coma in perfect health. So not to say it's impossible, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. like there's typically some sort of other trauma or complication around that where your body like would shut down to try to conserve energy or heal or do whatever, right? So I guess I would want to like, look at the other driving factors and be like, hey, like if he woke up from the coma,
what's his like quality of life?
Yeah, like how is that gonna go? Not like, to say that like if it's just shitty, it's an auto pull the plug, but it's just like, yo, if he went into a coma because he got, you know, thrown through a windshield and like landed on his head and he might wake up, but like he's blind and has no jaw, and like, you know what I mean, like, I don't know, like probably not looking forward to coming back on that one. But mm-hmm. if it's just like, hey, he got really sick with a, you know, gnarly flu or something and his body went to a coma, but like otherwise he's physically fine theoretically, like if he, I don't know, you know what I mean, like, so I think I would kind of want to be like, what kind of quality would I be coming back to? And then like, is there still like any brain activity mm-hmm. like going on, like even if it's just residual, if there's brain activity and like I have something to come back for, then like I would hope that like we would fight to like make that happen. If I'm ever like there's nothing happening in there, then like
save the power.
Yeah, man, like don't yeah. bankrupt yourself, like
gotcha.
So or like
what about everything yeah. else is working fine but the dick's not gonna work anymore.
Take me.
Cool. Fair enough. I'm just like, no, he literally will have full function of everything, like except his penis. Just gotta pull it now.
Unless we advance to an age where cybernetics are like, but we can replace it.
Oh,
with a better
like,
one.
Like cyberpunk, just mm-hmm.
yeah. When they're like, his dick is gone, but we can do the Fallinator 2000.
And the Jackrabbit 2008.
Yeah, it's just a quick outpatient. We'll just
it's just like a lens mount. You like push a button and twist and it pops off and you're like,
right, it's like the MagSafe like
yeah
pop socket. Now if that's the case, bring me back.
Bring me back.
If that's the case, I might not wait until I'm in a coma.
Take it off, doc. Just take it off.
Take it. Yeah, no, that's It's a fair question. What about you?
I don't know. It's actually, it's kind of interesting. Like, so like my grandfather, right, went into a coma and didn't, like, granted, we didn't have to wait 5 years. It was a couple of days. I don't know. That's a hard one. My family's not rich. My family's not rich. So,
right.
And I don't think of, like, so in this case, the story, like, their insurance stopped taking care of the dad. So they had to bring the kid the home. And granted, he had 15 kids and a wife. So they were able to, like, kind of do in-home care. But, like, I was like, I don't want to be a burden like that on my mom or my sister.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm just like, nah. I think it's kind of the same thing of, like, same thing. Quality of life. Like, almost I feel like that if, like, I know it's kind of shitty to say, but if ever was in an accident and, like, I lost, like, and I became a burden. And I think a lot of people that are in those situations that feel like they become a burden on the family do feel like I should, I would have, I'm just assuming they go through a point in the grieving process of, like, oh, I would have been better off dead than being the burden I am right now on my family.
Yeah, it's a lot of,
and I feel like
a lot of guilt, I'm sure, that you have to process of, like,
yeah. So if I could come back with not having any of that, that'd be great. But I can tell you, if I came back and if I had it, like, if I hit that wall, it wouldn't be a good time. So whatever that is in years or time frame.
Yeah.
The same thing. But let's just say 25 years, because by then medical technology will advance and I'll come back. But if it's going to put my family in debt, then just pull the plug. Or if I'm going to come back as a turnip, or in my case, a pumpkin, because I'm so fat, then donate my body to science. Also, be wary. You can donate your body to science, and then the medical school can sell that body to the military to let them blow it up. So just be aware, if you are selling your body to science or donate your body to science, being like, I'm going to help advance medicine, you could also help advance the war. Effects of war. Read that article as well. Found that out. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's rough.
Hospital was like, oh, we need some money. I'm going to sell this body to the government for $4,000 so they can blow it up and see what happens to the human body.
Terrible.
That is terrible. But I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Uplifting episode.
On a high note, we covered a gambit on this one. But that's what you're here for. That's what you're here to listen to our conversations, talk about the deep stuff, the safe place that we put on the internet so it's not so safe. If you would like to share how long you would survive in a coma, or hey, if you have a story about someone you knew in your life being in a coma and then waking up, you can email those stories to twobrosonetub@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, twobrosonetub. We post new episodes there. It's just me, because Jason's not on social. But he said if we do start making money, he will get on social and start posting things. Because right now it's just me being like, new episode. And no one likes that. No one needs another white man saying new episode of a podcast. You know, you want to see the real stuff.
So pay us, and then you can have two white men.
Two white men. Pay us, and we can pay someone else to say, hey, new episode, you know? But yes, please like, subscribe, share if you like this episode, if you found some points, comment on it. Even if you didn't like it and you think we could, you know, let us know. But all I ask is in the comment, you tell us what we can improve on, right? We accept all feedback here in the tub. The water is accepting of all, much like Christianity, we baptize you in the river like John did. John the Baptist, did I get it right? Yeah. Oh yeah. Can you tell I went to Bible school as a kid? Anyways, everybody, that's gonna do us for this episode. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.